Hey everybody, welcome into Season 3, Episode 5, yes, Episode 5 of The Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. It means so much to me, and I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. We will be discussing, just always having something in your head, something in your mind to just picture, and this is something that I've really, I've been struggling a lot lately with various things, and it's really making me question a lot of different things, and just constantly having this picture in my head and imagining my future is what is helping me through this, especially today. I'm actually having a much better day than I have in the previous 4 days in terms of production, so that is a positive, and I wanted to quickly discuss this, but yeah, without further ado, let's hop right into the episode. I wish there was a way to see how many different times I've talked about productivity on this podcast, how many different times I've mentioned it in an episode, how many episodes I've actually had about it. I mean, I could easily look back and see how many episodes I've talked about this particular thing, but this is a little different from those other ones. And if you remember the season premiere of season 3, I discussed how I wouldn't be giving advice anymore. And I'm not. I won't be giving advice about things that I don't really have experience in. And this is not an advice episode. It's simply a documentation of what I've been kind of thinking about and kind of trying to position myself in and just kind of taking it by the head. And if that's I don't even know if that's a proper analogy, but, I'm just kind of going with the flow right now. So this thing I mentioned in the intro, I have been envisioning certain images in my head. And what I really mean by that is it kind of started out of the blue, in all honesty. I didn't plan it. I didn't have any idea of what the heck I was doing. It kind of just started with me. I go on Google sometimes and I search things. I search like places I want to travel to or live. And I kind of got this image in my head. Like last night, I was searching various locations, and one of these locations was absolutely beautiful. And I've been picturing that all day in my head. I don't know why, it's just constantly been popping into my head. And then I thought to myself, why can't I use this to be more productive? And some of you may be thinking, how are you going to be more productive by picturing something in your head? And, I thought the same thing at first, but it's actually really helped me today. And it's one of those things, it's just a one-day thing so far, but it's something I'm going to carry with me into tomorrow and the next day, and we'll see how it goes. But I've been picturing this location in my head and kind of making it up in my head as well, kind of like a fictional universe in a way. I kind of like picturing a house there, my house, or traveling there, just picturing me sitting on the beach at sunset, at this particular location. And it's helped me be more productive today, because like I mentioned in the intro, I've kind of had a rough week in terms of productivity. I've just been getting so down on myself recently, and I'm surprised I'm still going, honestly, in terms of pushing myself in my business. And it's one of those things, I say that all the time. I say it's one of those things constantly, but, it's part of who I am. So anyway, so I've been struggling with getting stuff done. And we've all had those days and weeks and even months where we just struggle to get things done. We don't have the motivation. We don't know where to start. We don't know where to go to after we start. And you just kind of got to go with the flow and see where your head's at and kind of find out what you need to do to get things done. And today, I've felt more focused because I've just been picturing that location in my head, just picturing where I want to be in 5 to 10 years. And that's kind of helped me in getting things done today, which has been a pleasant surprise. And if that's all it takes to help me get things done and help me be more productive, then I'm going to do it. And it's one of those things I want to see if it carries over to the next day, because you just never know. every day is completely different. Even every hour can change. Like, another hour from now, I could go back to my old ways. But I don't think I am. I think just constantly just picturing this, like, where I want to be in 5 to 10 years, like what location I actually want to be at in 5 to 10 years is going to massively help me. And it's just so, if this actually works, if this actually consistently works for a 21-day period, and the reason why I say a 21-day period is because it takes 21 days to form a habit. That's what they say, at least. I mean, I guess we'll find out in 21 days. So if this actually works after 21 days of just constantly doing this, and just like without even like having to think about it, and just constantly think about where I want to be in 5 to 10 years, and if it actually helps me get stuff done, get my goals for the day done, then I'm going to keep doing it, because why would I ever stop? And just kind of picturing myself in those shoes 5 to 10 years from now, living the life of my dreams, is what is helping me today in this current state on August 21st of 2020. If that helps me get things done, then I'm going to continue to do it. Why would I ever stop if it helps me? And it's so simple. It's so simple to think of that location and where I want to be, and just kind of like the people surrounding me and the smells surrounding me, the time of day, like just enjoying my life and enjoying the fruits of my hard work. I'm going to continue to do that. We'll see how tomorrow plays out for that. And whenever, obviously, there's going to be plenty of times where I just don't feel motivated, and I want to kind of see how envisioning that 5 to 10 years from now is going to help in those situations where I'm not feeling motivated and where I'm not in the mood to get stuff done. I want to see how that actually helps in those situations. If it helps in those situations, then I found the winning formula for me personally. And I'm not saying it's going to help you. I haven't said that at all this episode. Back in the old day, I would have said, oh, you should try this because it's going to help you. I'm not even sure if it's going to help me completely. I'm not completely certain it's going to help me yet. And so I'm just going to take it hour by hour at this point and day by day and see if it actually leads to a more productive days or more productive days for me. And I will get back to you on it if I actually see positive results. I'm really hoping I will, but who knows what each day is going to bring. And I'm just really, really curious to see how it works in those times of non-motivation. And I'll go from there. But I'm always trying to constantly find new things, new ways to go about certain things, and just trying to find the edge to increase my productivity. All of you guys listening to this episode right now have definitely experienced a low productivity before. I've mentioned that probably in various episodes where I talk about the people that listen to this podcast not being productive like myself. I think it's just natural for a human to have those moments in time where they don't feel productive. They don't feel like doing anything. It's natural. It's natural behavior. And when you're thinking like that, you can't get down on yourself. You just gotta just think of something that will get you out of that headspace, I guess. And just try different things. And sometimes you gotta force yourself to do the things you don't want to do. And with all that said, I wanted to wrap up this episode. Nice quick little episode. Every episode's been pretty quick recently, so I like doing these quick ones because I get straight to the point. I don't keep you too long. I let you get back on with your day, and I get to jump back into my day and do the stuff that I need to get done. I'm sure in the future I'll have longer episodes. I think that's one of those things. I'll definitely have longer episodes in the future, especially when I start getting more guests on the show in the future. And so that's what's going on right now. As always, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. It means so much to me. Just taking, you know, those minutes out of your day to listen to this, that means the absolute world to me. And I thank each and every one of you listening to this right now for doing that. And this is kind of a spur of the moment podcast because I've been working on a blog post today that really sparked my interest in putting this on audio. And so that's what I did. And this was kind of an unorganized episode. It was straight from the head. And I really need to do some more organized episodes where I have like list of topics and stuff to talk about. And that's something I got to work on. And I will work on it for you guys and myself. Because, you know, you always got to be trying different things and trying different formats and seeing what works, see what you like doing more. And that's something I think would be better because it would be better flow to the episode. I've done that before and I have noticed better flow to the episodes. But, you know, sometimes you got to have those spur of the moment episodes because you can't always be a robot. I'm human. I'm going to have spur of the moment stuff all the time. Like a lot of my videos, spur of the moment. A lot of my blog posts, spur of the moment. Just a lot of the content I put out is spur of the moment. But it's great to mix it up every once in a while and be consistent about that. So again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you could take something away from this episode and implement it in your life. So thanks again, and I will see you on the next episode. Welcome in to Season 3, Episode 6 of The Jake Boucher Show. And today, in this episode, I am going to be talking about difficult roads lead to beautiful places. And that saying really resonated with me when I first I saw it somewhere else. I saw it like on another blog post, or I don't know. It was like a quote from somewhere. And I thought that was a great idea for a podcast episode. I already wrote a blog post about this very thing that I'm about to talk about. And, you know, I don't want to keep you guys too long, so I'm going to hop right into the meat of the episode right here. So here we go.